EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 1, Media Accessibility, Element 4, What is Media Accessibility? Video Lecture, Media Accessibility Legislation. I am Anna Matamala from Universitat Autònoma de Barcelona. In this short lecture, I will be talking about the Audiovisual Media Services Directive and the Web Accessibility Directive. I invite you to watch the EASIT video lecture on accessibility legislation, in which I discuss the European Accessibility Act. The Audiovisual Media Services Directive, AVMSD for short, was first adopted in 2010. A new revision was adopted on the 14th of November 2018 and published on the 20th of November of the same year. Its full name is Directive EU 2018/1808 of the European Parliament and of the Council of 14 November 2018, amending Directive 2010/13/EU on the coordination of certain provisions laid down by law, regulation or administrative action in Member States concerning the provision of audiovisual media services, Audiovisual Media Services Directive, in view of changing market realities. After its publication in the official journal, EU countries had 21 months to transpose it into national legislation. That is, they needed to change or adopt national laws so that countries obey the directive. The deadline was the 19th of September 2020. The Audiovisual Media Services Directive establishes a European Union-level framework to coordinate national legislation on all audiovisual media, including traditional TV broadcasts, but also on-demand services and commercial communications such as TV ads. It focuses on different aspects, such as preserving cultural diversity, protecting children and consumers, safeguarding media pluralism, or combating racial and religious hatred. The previous version of the directive did not place much emphasis on media accessibility. The revised version includes improvements in relation to the accessibility of audiovisual media services. It also includes improvements in the prevention of discrimination on the grounds of disability in commercial audiovisual services. The toolkit for transposition prepared by the European Association EDF, European Disability Forum, provides a thorough explanation of these aspects. Article 7 of the AVMSD establishes that member states shall ensure that, and I quote, services provided by media service providers under their jurisdiction are made continuously and progressively more accessible to persons with disabilities through proportionate measures. A critical element here is how this continuously and progressively will be translated into specific percentages in the national laws. The same article establishes the need for media service providers to report to national regulatory authorities on the implementation of the measures adopted and encourages them to develop accessibility action plans that should be communicated to the same regulatory authorities. The access services that are mentioned in the directive include sign language, subtitling for the deaf and hard of hearing, spoken subtitles, and audio description. But the directive states that there may be more. Need not be limited to, is the phrasing used. Another relevant European directive worth mentioning is Directive 2102, which focuses on web and mobile applications. The complete title is Directive EU 2016/2012 of the European Parliament and of the Council of 26 October 2016 on the accessibility of the websites and mobile applications of public sector bodies. Member States had until the 23rd of September 2018 to transpose this directive into national law. And you can actually consult all the national transposition measures communicated by member states on your legs. I invite you to check the information about your country. The Web Accessibility Directive covers websites and apps of public sector bodies, with a limited number of exceptions. It refers to specific standards to make them more accessible, such as including a text description for images. In fact, the harmonized standard that guides the implementation of the directive is EN301549, version 2.1.2, 2018-08, which is in line with the most recent Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG 2.1. There is a specific video on standards that I invite you to watch. The directive also requires the publication of an accessibility statement that indicates the level of accessibility and requests that a mechanism is put in place so that users can report any accessibility problems or ask for information on non-accessible content. Another important feature is that it expects regular monitoring of public sector websites and apps that need to be communicated to the Commission and made public by the 23rd of December 2021. This general overview has given you general information at European level. The next step would be for you to check your specific national legislation. Even more interesting would be to check if there are mechanisms in place to guarantee compliance with the media accessibility regulations. This video lecture has been prepared by Anna Matamala from Universitat Autònoma de Barcelona. You can reach me at anna.matamala@uab.cat.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.